Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. We made it. This is your girl Mandy B, aka Peg the Stallion, aka Mandy Baskins, aka that bitch, aka goddamn, we're here again. Fuck.
And my name is Wheezy for some of you on Patreon that now know my real name because I shared it. Wheezy the G. I kind of like that since all my close friends call me G. But I don't know if I'm ever going to be good with AKA because I changed too much.
Oh.
Peg the Stallion took me out.
Hey, chill. Peg the Stallion is what it's going to be, okay? Although, and I'm not really going to bring them up on the pod, but whoever I'm talking to right now is not into pegging and I am very okay with it. Anyways, guys, you guys hear another voice.
We just got the prayer hands from damage on that one.
For those of you who hear it, we are joined with some testosterone on this episode.
Yes.
We have DJ Jamage, who is a host and one third of Hollywood Unlocked alongside Jason Lee and Melissa Ford.
In the building.
And he's done just a whole bunch. Revo, if you guys are interested in being a media personality, he also holds webinars and classes and courses on how you guys can kind of be like us. So go ahead and say hi, Damage.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Look, I really appreciate being on the podcast, too. Let's get into it. DJ Damage here, legendary media group.
Well, can I ask, do you be
Damage and
Pussy?
Are you an actual DJ?
Oh, yeah. I've been DJing since I was 12.
What's like your go-to song? That you have to like put
like
on
right now?
Yeah, when people need to get hype as fuck.
I mean, it's so many. In the West Coast, you can always do Still Dre. Overall, you already know what it is. The anthem is Back That Ass Up. It's never a time
well,
you can.
Did you give up Kanye?
That's what I'm saying. It's such an easy question. Did I give up Kanye?
Like, when you, like we all started fucking with that nigga, but did you give him up as a DJ?
Yeah, I kind of gave up.
Good shout out to you. One of my closest homegirls is a DJ. And this bitch played Kanye the other day on her IG Live. And I was like, excuse me? I thought we had a consensual consensus.
I like the gospel music too, but I had to give up Kanye.
I was about to say, how do you really play him now? Like his stuff doesn't really hit, does it?
What?
In a club setting?
Yo, his music is
fire. Let me
tell
you something.
But we just don't fuck with that nigga, so that's why I'm curious.
But I thought that we fuck with him again because he donated to like the George Floyd fund.
Nah, he got to donate a little bit more. He got to donate a little bit more.
He donated what, $2 million?
Yeah, put a few more zeros on there than I got you.
Or something?
You know what? This is why motherfuckers ain't never happy.
No. Well, I will say this. I don't like that people were like talking shit about Kanye that day. I just choose not to acknowledge him. I think what Kanye did is detrimental to how white people view black people. And that's why I can't fuck with Kanye. And like, I am the person that I sold a purse to go see Kanye when I was 20. Like, that's how much I stand Kanye. So to let
And that
him
was
go,
a good concert, wasn't it? It was worth it.
Bruh! See, look
it
at
was
you.
Worth
Y'all
it.
Sound
it
awful
was worth
right
it.
Now.
First of all, I'm a Beyonce stand, and I can actually genuinely say his concerts have been better than anything I've ever seen of Beyonce.
Better than Beyonce?
And I only say that because Beyonce is such a performer that when you watch Beyonce, it's so much going on. You're watching dancing, you're watching lights, you're watching a bunch of shit. Kanye doesn't need anything, and you're like shaking up. You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Okay. I seen Kanye once, and it was dope.
It's so weird because, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess, did y'all see the conspiracy theory going around that he did the whole MAGA thing on purpose? So
then I'll delete it.
Did y'all see the conspiracy theory?
No, no, he did it to do what? No, break it down.
He did it
to help people get out of jail.
To help free black people out of jail. And now he's using his platform. Like, he pretty much did it to get a black voice in a place where he knew there wouldn't be a black voice.
That's not true. Stop saying it like it's a fact.
Because
now he knows. He's like, damn, how do I back up to this one? So now he's trying to Dr. Umar Hotep his way back into our lives and be like, what I did was act like I was for the white man when really I was for y'all the whole time.
But you never know.
I did say it was a conspiracy theory.
I like this conspiracy. I'm going with that. Kanye's back again. I like that conspiracy.
And I ain't even gonna hold y'all.
Kanye for 2020.
His shoes, some of the most comfortable sneakers I ever wore. But
I'm still wearing them Yeezys.
Bro, I'm so mad too because they're comfortable.
I just refuse to give him money.
But I wear them when I got to do something. I'm wearing them sneakers.
But see, technically, is it money that I gave him? If I never got the registration from Adidas.
Yes,
I be getting the resale shit.
Yes, it is.
If you never bought a MAGA, the black man. You supported the black man, the resale black man. Okay.
You know, shut up.
Man, let's catch up about something else. I'm done with this.
Well, we're going to catch up. Something, guys, that I want to make sure. Again, last week we kind of, or actually 2 weeks ago, we did a compilation. This has been kind of hard to kind of just get back in the rhythm of things. As you guys know, we love talking sucking dick. But it's kind of
correction.
Like,
y'all too. The hell?
Damn, they talking about our show. The fuck?
You know, I did say
do you not like a dick sucker?
We.
Stand right, with us in solidarity.
Now you see how you flip that around? Just got to be clear. Y'all know I work with Jason Lee, right? I got to make sure I know what y'all talk about.
Okay, you're right. Right. Well, guys, I want to give kind of attention to petitions. If some of you mm-hmm. felt like you didn't do enough over the last couple of weeks because maybe you didn't want to protest, maybe you don't have the money to donate to any of the organizations that are making a difference, I want to let you guys know that you guys can go to change.org. I am actually going to put this link in the description of this episode. This specific petition is for Lavenna Johnson. She's 19 years old. She was found dead in her tent in Iraq back in 2005. She had a broken nose, black eye, loose teeth, and burns from a corrosive chemical on her genitals to cover evidence of rape and a gunshot wound. And the United States government ruled her death a suicide. So, guys, the petition right now is to find justice for Lavenna Johnson and hopefully reopen her case. And so, again, that link will be in the description of this episode. So, again, if you guys can't donate and you guys haven't been able to march, this is a way for you guys to make change. And so please go ahead and sign the petition. They are seeking about 50,000 signatures. And as of right now, it's about at 39,000. So go ahead and make a difference.
Just to let you guys know how petitions work, a lot of people like don't sign them or don't really understand them. But when you get to 100,000 petitions, I believe it's like something called We the People is like what petitions really mean to the White House. And when you get 100,000 signatures within a month, they review it, they make sure it gets in front of appropriate policy experts, and then they issue an official response to you. Petitions don't necessarily mean they will reopen something, but it is very good for, you know, regenerating awareness to something that might have been dead and gone. Much like rioting. I am, you know, I might have brought it up on the last episode, but I'm at this point now where I'm like tired of the conversation where people don't understand. And there are just so many white people in our history that have gotten things they've wanted from rioting. And I implore you to learn about how people seize and take over things. And the only thing we want to take over is our lives, which...
It's the American way.
Show the fuck is.
Like, we learned it from them.
I've had a
riot.
Huge...
Riot, young people, riot.
I've had an attitude. I've lost friends this week, including black ones that are like showing off with their peaceful protest. That annoys the shit out of me. Stop capitalizing the fact peaceful this week. No one gives a fuck, bitch. Like, what? I'm too pussy to bang some shit up. That's just the truth. I'm too pussy to break a window down, but I understand why it needs to be done and why it is being done. So it's like, stop showing off that you did nothing other than protest, which, mind you, looters are the minority. Looters are the minority.
I guess we, as you guys know, we always agree to disagree. I've attended some peaceful protests, and I'll be honest with you. As far as seeing protests last this long, I've, of course, never seen it in my lifetime. There's been protests from the Trayvon Martin case, Eric Gardner.
Globally, they've never lasted this long. But Trayvon, right, they were outside every day for that court case.
Well, specifically here in New York, I've seen, you know, Union Square maybe 1 or 2 days. And I'm not going to lie. Protesting scared me. I was scared. And so, I mean, going out and being a part of peaceful protests, I think, has not only changed my mind, but it's almost kind of chilling to be out with people where literally they're just there to be heard, hold their signs, and let, you know, everyone around know that they're in solidarity.
It's something simple, but it makes you feel really good.
I mean, I've appreciated it. So, I mean, for
those
of you
who have been to one?
No, that's what I'm saying. Before this, I was actually shitless scared to be a part of the protest, specifically in New York. They administered a curfew here. They were shutting down mm-hmm. trains. And ironically, so the very first protest I went to, and I actually want to shout out, if I can, the group in which I protested with. It is Justice Center en El Barrio. Of course, I'm here in the Bronx. And so it was a movement based by that Justice League. But the very next day, the Bronx protest that happened, they zip tied and arrested everybody. So it was very just, it was almost chilling because I went to the Bronx, one that was right by my house. This one was also right by my house that I would have went to had I not had other plans for that day. And so to know I could have been a part of a peaceful protest that could have led to my arrest, it's still just kind of...
Protesting just, is a risk at all times.
It's definitely risky.
Because people that, I mean, I may have told this on the show before, but when I protested at Trayvon Martin, at the time I lived in Orlando, I got put in handcuffs for jaywalking. And everybody was like...
That happens every day in L.A. That's an everyday move.
They can't arrest you for protesting. I crossed the street. He already told me to move, and I was like, fuck you, or whatever, and shit like that happened. But, you know, specifically about the peaceful thing, the reason I'm having a lot of feelings about it is because a lot of celebrities that donated to the Minnesota Freedom Fund are being put under scrutiny because they're using some of that bail money to let out people that set arson to cars and things like that. And
that's
people
right.
are mad. But understand...
What are they mad about?
They're like, oh, well, how could you donate to people setting shit on fire? Right? And
I mean, it's
how could
point
you give
view.
A shit when niggas is dying?
It's a point of view.
That's all I have to say. And I think we really got to start putting the larger thing at hand. And that's really why I said I lost friends this week. Like, you know, I want my black friends to understand why people are angry and know that this is just a representation of a reaction. So we don't have to be like, oh my God, but you know, the answer would be yeah. hurt if there wasn't looting. No, it wouldn't, bitch. No, it wouldn't.
Right. No.
I want to ask you, Damage, between quarantine and now protesting, what is it like on the West Coast? I mean, clearly I'm over here in New York, but what is it like on the West Coast?
We could take it back to COVID. I feel like when we had to start quarantine, it was very peaceful out here. You know, I seen how it was in New York and the East Coast. It looked a little different from how the quarantine was out here.
Now, y'all
people
was flexing.
Sunbathing. There was a lot of yoga, a lot of people hitting their personal pools. You know, it was a good vibe. But the protesting, it took a dark turn. I protested about last week. And I just kind of jumped in line. I didn't know what was going to happen. I seen them coming down the street. I joined in. But I already knew. I was like, I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to kick it off early and then get out of there. Because I literally, when I was walking away from the protest, my homegirl hit me and was like, yeah, they just set a car on fire. So we out. And that was my cue to be out. I don't have nothing against rioters because, you know, we got to get the message heard and all that. But at the same time, I cannot sit here and say I support people burning down black businesses or minority businesses. I just personally don't feel like it should be a casualty of war. None of that. That's just for me. I remember during 9/11, I think I was about 9 or 10 years old. I sat there at my school. I went to Muhammad's Islamic Academy and I watched the planes hit the towers. And then we had to evacuate our school. And then our school almost wasn't there when we came back because it's Muhammad's Islamic Academy. And the people in the neighborhood, for some reason, thought we were Arab and wanted
right,
to burn down a black...
The Muhammad name was a big thing at that time.
So for me, it was like, that just brings like a trigger back where I don't want to see people burn down black businesses. We were an entirely black school in the middle of the neighborhood. We gave back to the neighborhood. We helped feed the homeless and everything. That just for some reason, I don't like the thought and the notion of burning down black businesses. But if you want to burn down Target, Walmart, AutoZone, people that got insurance anyway, go ahead because the message has to be heard. And we tried to do it peacefully. Y'all going to catch it another way. We got different waves.
Listen,
we're going to give you peaceful again. But
I
if we don't get
the
charge. I am so
tired of that Target conversation, honey. Please, for the love of God, when these bitches was crying.
Y'all
about
lucky
Soho,
I wasn't out there.
And Dior.
Because I would have took Target down.
Oh my
down.
God, did you see what they did to Soho? Are you fucking kidding me? Bro, let me tell you something. I am the person that owns a megaphone, my nigga. I wish we could just all go through the street and scream through the gentrified neighborhoods without the curfew. That's really how I feel.
Hello.
It's exhausting.
Can I ask
and
you?
And for me,
can I,
it's been...
I was going to ask you, Damage, has there been conversations regarding the riots in LA, specifically because that's where the riots happened for Rodney King? I know they didn't happen out here on the East Coast to the effect that they did in LA.
It's going down.
Has that been a conversation out there at all? about what change came about from that?
I think the biggest difference between that riot then and the riot now is when they did the riots recently, it was in Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, The Grove, Hollywood Boulevard. The riots back then happened in people's own community. They just went outside and was upset. And that's when you seen it was a rift between, you know, the Asian Americans and African Americans because they were in the inner city neighborhoods. They're not doing it like this time. All the rioting and looting I've seen has been on Melrose, Rodeo Drive, Hollywood Boulevard. So they really hitting the, you know, hitting the corporate pockets. But at the same time, on Melrose, there's still some black-owned businesses there. You know, there's the other side of Melrose where you got all the Diors and the Top Man. And you know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, go over there. Don't burn down Cool Kicks, a black dude
banks,
on there.
Hit the chains. I mean, I told you guys that on my last one.
Not hit the banks, bitch.
Seriously.
Yeah, hit the banks.
Yeah, but I don't think the banks hold as much money as they used to.
It's not
about
money. If you want to destroy and fuck up a neighborhood, hit the banks. Hit big chains because these are the people with the most money to, especially banks have the highest insurance. Like a bank could be back up within 3 hours of you looting the shit. Hit the banks, dog. That's all I'm saying.
God damn.
And the COVID relief programs went to all these businesses anyway. So they have the extra money. It didn't go to the small businesses.
Let's not forget the Shake Shack. Okay.
I was about to say.
Billions in the bank.
The Ruth Chris. Do you want to keep going? Chris. Because I thought we were small businesses. No, they was counting motherfucking Wendy's and McDonald's as small businesses. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
See? Dog the nerve.
Burn it down. Build another one.
Well, I want to go ahead and get into our vanilla shit this week. Like I said, guys, we're going to kind of tiptoe back into our goddamn regular routine because I think a lot of you guys need it.
This vanilla shit was sent weeks ago and it is still being sent over and over
and
over.
It is funny as fuck. Wow. So, guys, this comes from the New York Post. A foot fetishist was arrested after stealing and then having sex with 100 pair of flip-flops. Guys, a Thai man with an unhealthy obsession with shoes has been arrested for stealing more than 100 pair of flip-flops and then admitting to having sex with them. Police in central Thailand first knew something was awry after receiving dozens of complaints from locals over missing shoes. CCTV footage eventually revealed the culprit to a local man. I won't say his name because it's hard to pronounce, but he is 24 and he was filmed lurking outside of his latest victim's home. Authorities apprehended this man on May 24th at his rented dwelling with 126 pairs of flip-flops that he admitted to pilfering over 2 years. Now, bitch, do you know what pilfering
is?
What is pilfering?
What is pilfering? I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't know. Let me look up that word because it's. Pilfering. I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe
is
it's
pilfering?
A nice word for fucking a shoe.
So pilfering.
My thing is.
Oh, it's just stealing them. So I ain't never heard that word for stealing.
I'm about to start putting that in my vocabulary.
It means bandit, burglar, pilfering.
T.I. word of the day.
You know what I mean? Expeditiously, ho.
The funny part is he didn't go to a shoe store and steal it. He's stealing personal shoes. Like
he was stealing.
That's
personal
creepy.
Shoes.
Well,
because first I was gonna give him a pass for fucking the shoes, but now it's like you steal like my sister's shoes and you start having sex with it. That's
a
little
creepy,
bro.
He wants to fuck your
bro.
Sister. He doesn't want to fuck Old Navy flip flops.
I know
what
that's
he
right.
To fuck
her well, feet. I do want to say this is what he did. He described how he would wear the sandals, which spanned from every make and size around the house to first arouse
him. It was an experience for him. Okay.
He said that was foreplay. He would then caress and kiss the well-worn flip-flops, strip down, and rub them all over his naked body, and then eventually make love to them.
Okay, this wasn't what I imagined.
Bro!
He has corona.
What did you imagine?
Shout out to Dallas Penn. Mandy and I had an episode. Actually, funny enough, it's when I came in from the Women's March that day. And he was talking about how when he worked at Marshall's or something, he used to fuck shoes. But he talked about how like he would imagine the arch of the woman's foot and it would be like a heel and he'd stick his dick in this Calvin Klein heel and that he would imagine the woman and how she would wear the shoe and the architecture.
Do you know how rough that is?
I just need you, Benson, to make sure you get his face. While Weezy was describing what he was doing, your face damage was priceless.
That's a rough ride.
Well, what I'm saying is, would you rather put your dick in if you had to pick, that's the name of the game.
I'm picking a sandal over a heel.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because the sandal, you know, you put it in, through those little grooves and it's
opening on
the other side.
Let me tell you what you think about
it. You can do a little extra, you know what I'm saying? You just put it in the heel.
Wait, but the heel has a little arch. You don't want
that arch is going to cut your dick in half.
Now you tell me right now, then.
Why would you want to put your dick in something that arches?
In hold on. This?
Or this? Actually, how you going to choose the Nike slide with grooves? Because I could see a nigga wanting them grooves, bitch.
Pick a shoe to fuck damage.
I'm still going with the flip-flop. It's comfy.
You trash.
It's comfy.
How do you know the heels are not comfy?
Niggas love Nike slides, dog. It's ridiculous. Y'all do nothing to stray from the Nike slide. What the hell?
I ain't going to hold you. That's one of the things about men that actually turn me on. Outside of basketball shorts, I love a man with Nike slides and socks. Oh, my God. Talk about
pussy leaking. That's how you know you're from New York.
Don't do that. I'm not from New York. I'm from Florida, motherfucker.
I was
going to
say, I thought that was like Southern shit.
That's Southern shit. The Nike slides with the...
That's all ghetto shit. Socks.
Maybe that's East Coast shit then.
That's definitely East Coast.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. I would much rather a guy with Nike slides and tube socks than Chuck Taylor's. And
I used to get dressed up like that. I used to get my white tee ready, my ball shorts, and fresh socks, put my flops on, hit the corner.
Yo,
like,
you know what's great about that outfit? Like, you could be broke as shit or have money, and we won't know.
And still stunt.
We would never know.
That's one of those styles that I appreciate because, like, you know, there's a lot of fads that have happened in our lifetime that are, like, too expensive to keep up with. But the Nike slide and sock combo, it's an any nigga deal. You could really...
Look, you can go to Marshall's, get the Jordan flip-flops. Or you get the Nike flip-flops, the Nike shorts. Like, you go to Marshall's and run it up.
I ain't going
to
hold y'all. My favorite, y'all know that's how J. Cole go on stage. And I love J. Cole, but that's J. Cole's tour gear right there. Basketball shorts, white tee, and some sneakers or slides.
That's
not even a haircut. He won't even get a haircut.
You think that's a fucking outfit?
I feel like when niggas come over to fuck, they wear shit like that.
Okay.
Facts.
Valid.
At least it's going to be in the bag. Wait.
So what's the girl equivalent to that?
Sweats.
Just leggings.
Y'all
bitch.
Be coming over with leggings.
Leggings and a t-shirt.
Well, I just live in leisure, but
with Uggs.
You know, I do want to say, I still am a pretty big whore, but when I was peaking my hoe, I would be in Miami a lot, and I would always know the niggas that was for me because I see him on the beach with them socks and shit, no matter how hot it was. I was like, oof, got wet.
Ew, feet is wet.
I was about to ask you, have you ever dated a guy?
Fungus.
Have you ever dated a guy that, or let me ask you, Damage, on the West Coast, and I know you're not from the West Coast, but do guys wear like Chuck Taylors to the beach the same way like I feel like New York guys wear Tim's to the beach?
Like in the sand?
Yeah, in the sand. Niggas be wearing sneakers in the sand.
Nah, they let them toes out. Shout out to my Mexican homeboys. They let them feet out.
I told y'all, I think it's because of this show and because of these conversations, I be liking man toes now.
You should be liking some man toes. See, now on my foot, I'm missing a pinky nail on both of
your
foot.
You're missing a pinky nail? Can you pull your foot out?
I don't know how to do this. What y'all trying to...
Yo, you just lift it up.
Hold up. Nah, after reviewing... Sometimes you gotta review your foot.
Come on, it's quarantine.
My foot needs lotion.
Hold on,
let
me make sure y'all can't see the puss. Ew.
Wait, that's bad. My socks are peasy too. Don't judge my foot.
Wait, put your foot up. Wait, you really gonna leave it with the sock? We ain't got no foot fetish.
Y'all don't want to see it. I don't think y'all have a rating for that kind of thing. That's going
to
really turn
away your
viewers.
What we don't have a rating for is for a place to stop. That's what we don't have. There is not one time on this show where I... Well, anal acrobats was pretty bad.
No, bitch. You were not ready for that one.
Nah, I wasn't.
No.
Acrobats?
Anal acrobats.
It's like they shoot balls out of their assholes, throw them
back
at each
bottles.
Other.
Back and forth?
Nigga,
no,
I don't know.
No, it's really bad.
Playing
it
catch?
Was an asshole circus.
I'm gonna send you the video, but basically,
well, don't
a woman a woman was pouring a glass of wine and the wine bottle was in her ass. So she was pouring the glass of wine from her asshole. Hmm.
How much would it?
I would like some of that.
Okay, ooh. let me ask you this. It's a low amount of money, but like high enough to where you might do it. For 10 grand, if a girl poured a bottle of wine in her ass, would you let her shoot it into your mouth for 10 grand?
If it was my woman, hell yeah. Not just some random asshole. That's how you get corona. We still gotta stay corona free, y'all. Don't forget that.
Right. Wait, so you're down as long as she's your girl to get as kinky as possible?
I'm not drinking my nigga's
Sauvignon Blanc. Shoot that wine out the asshole.
I don't want booty Sauvignon Blanc. I'm good.
She said booty Sauvignon Blanc.
I don't want a booty Bordeaux. I don't want a shit sommelier.
You don't want booty noir?
No.
That sounds...
Yo, that sounds like a fucking porn name, nigga.
Booty noir.
Where'd you get your name? I just really love a red wine, honestly. And oh, I'm sorry. Y'all are gonna say we got anti-black rhetoric if we start doing this shit again.
My bad. Anyways, we're gonna get into the whole facts, y'all. Whole facts is random sex facts that you may not have known. And this one, I'm interested. We have a guy on here, and I want to know if this is actually true. So the whole facts today comes from Albright University in a study that they did in 2014. The fact is that you can really turn a guy on with your voice. They found that women were able to consciously manipulate their voices while counting from 1 to 10 to sound more attractive. When the guys in the study tried to do the same, they actually came off sounding less attractive. What kind of voice change makes a woman sound sexier? A deep, breathy voice, according to researchers. Men are attracted to this kind of pitch not because they prefer women with lower voices, but because when a woman drops her voice, she's signaling that she's interested. A hint that men certainly aren't blind to. So y'all know Weezy B with the motherfucking voices and accents. So Weezy, I need you to go from 1 to 10, least attractive to most, and she ain't even know I was gonna do this, y'all, but I need you to go from the least attractive voice that you have to the most sexy voice, 1 to 10, go.
Yeah, like, I feel like people really don't like if you do, like, you know, what's called, like, a voice spray, where now you, like, kind of, like, hold stuff up. But, you know, I really think they do get very attracted when you do
doing this
a little bit different. When you, like,
she's
take
so
your...
good.
Now turn that into a super sex voice.
Oh, my God, stop, I can't.
Yes, you can. You have to get breathy. They
do
said,
it.
They
do
said
it.
Deep, deep
do
and breathy,
it.
Weezy. Deep
okay,
and
wait,
breathy.
Okay, wait. All right. Let me try. Let me get out of the camera. I'm getting nervous. I can't
do it. Do all it because right, we're going to use this as the clip, ho.
That's why I'm trying to get it right. I even put my wig on for this. Okay.
Just think about booty noir.
Booty noir, girl. Booty noir.
Okay. Do some role play with me.
Okay. Oh, damage.
You're
going to
be. Call me
damage.
Up.
Damage, call her because you okay. trying to get the pussy, okay?
I'm answering.
So hello? Go ahead and talk to her. Let her know you want a booty call. That's a booty call. Let's go.
Is this D?
Hey. Yeah.
Hi, D. What are you doing?
Waiting for you. When you going to pull up?
I don't know. I thought you were going to, like, send me an Uber or come get it yourself. I don't know. How bad do you want to see me?
The breath. I hear it.
Nah, I'm about to send that over right now.
Look, yo, I got asthma, nigga. I can't do the breath too good. I barely got
she
it.
Said I got asthma.
She
almost.
Said I got asthma. Shut the fuck up. No, but it's so crazy because little do we know, like, if I'm just having this conversation on the podcast, this is clearly different than the voice I give when I'm like,
yeah, what's the voice you give, Manny? Come on.
Where do you want to come? Ew. Did you really just snort, bitch?
Did you snort?
Well, what if they come back with, and what options do I have, bitch?
Oh, do you want to come on my tits? You want to, in my mouth. Can you come in my mouth?
Okay.
Come in my mouth.
Y'all want to hear a where do you want to come story? If you guys listen to For Fact's Sake, you'll hear this. You've already heard this story, but let me just tell y'all. So I'm in New York for a few days for work, but I've been living in Tulum during this quarantine with my nigga. And he came in my... He always comes in my pussy because we track our ovulation shit, right? And it's
y'all,
always
y'all, she about to be pregnant in 2020 with this bullshit.
Let me just tell you what happened. Okay? I track my ovulation.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So the week
we
of
about
my
to
period,
start an abortion fund for Weezy.
Yo, chill.
sorry. Go, bro, go.
Okay. So the week of my period was supposed to come, sad moment, George Floyd, right? So, like... I know that you could get so stressed out that your period won't come, but it has never happened to me. So my period didn't come on for 7 days. My period has only ever been late one day. So I don't want to say anything to him because this nigga working too much. There's already a hurricane that comes this week. So I'm like, let me go get a pregnancy test. So I come in the house. I pee on the stick and these words pop up and it says, "En,
you're late.
En embarazada." And I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah,
is
you have to Google it.
Oh, what the hell is an embarazada?
Because
so hold
you're in
on,
Mexico,
right?
It's coming through in Spanish, right?
Right. It was a digital screen. But hold on. the electricity went out because it's hurricane. So I could not connect to the internet, right? I'm like, my nigga, am I pregnant? Do I got an empanada or do I not got an empanada?
Empanada.
It's an embarazada. So I wake up. No, the internet comes back up. It didn't come back up. I walk down the street to get signal to figure out I wasn't pregnant. 2 days later, I go get another pregnancy test. The shit says negativo. I know what that is. We straight.
Negativo.
Then I get another.
It did not say negativo, bitch. That is not.
Yes,
is
it
that
is.
How you say negative in Spanish?
I think we just
like add an O to anything. Problemo.
Bitch, let me tell you how I had a problemo. Like an O to anything.
If that Cotto, shit was positive,
because when positivo. I was fucked up, right, and the electricity went off, I went downstairs and damn sure said, El Lito ain't working. It is negativo.
Okay. I ain't know.
So then the next test had one line on one side, one on the other side, right? And the
how many tests were you taking? Did you pass?
Woman, you have to take like multiple tests to because spot, you, like you can't just take one.
Dog, 7 days late, I literally took one every other day. I took 4 fucking tests. So at this point, I see another test. The line is a certain way, and I just throw it to him. I'm like, yo, I don't know what's going on. Just look it up. This nigga Googles it, comes back talking about no empanada. We ain't got no empanada. Nope. No empanada. We ain't got it. Bitch, all I know is I know all about Mexican pregnancies. And just to let you know, when I went into the OXXO, which is the
Mexican pregnancies.
Well, the you know, OXXO.
You're not going to get a Mexican pregnancy
OXXO
just because you're in
Mexico. Their version of 7-Eleven, right? So when I walk in, mind you, like the signal's fucked up out there because of the storm. So cell phone towers are down. I walk in trying to ask for a pregnancy test. I went like this. Un bebé? Sí? No. Do you have testo? This bitch is like, she pulls.
Stop putting O on everything.
Oh, literally. That's what she's doing.
But listen, I'm not trying to be racist. I just don't know. So this bitch comes out with some diapers. I said, no.
Oh my God.
Then I said, maybe no baby. Oh, nigga. People in the fucking store was laughing at me. And I was like, yo. And at this point, I know this bitch was fucking with me. She pulled out applesauce and shit. I'm like, you know what the fuck I'm saying, ho? Then I said,
you know, you could have just Googled it, how to say it.
You could have just, right,
the cell phone towers were down. I don't think y'all are hearing me. They can't even process credit cards. Okay, that's how it was a hurricane. So wait, I walked down the aisle to grab a tampon, right? The box of tampons, because I said, this is how I'm going to figure out pregnancy tests. I dead ass held it up. I said, no necesito, because posible, baby. Nigga. Anyway, she handed it to me. But
she been knew what you needed.
Fuck. I'm weak. I'm weak as fuck. Well, I love that. We went through the whole facts. Y'all know I'm an outline hoe. God damn it. We ain't really been on the outline because, you know, shit. Fuck. Anyways, we're going to get into our hors d'oeuvre before we get into our horrible decision. And the hors d'oeuvre, I found this on Cosmopolitan.
Talk to
Damage.
Me.
If you have any sex tip that you would like to share with our audience, please let me know. This is me trying to get my sexy voice on. Did it work? Maybe not. Okay. I'm working on it. My niggas like my rasp, so I just be like, ugh, fuck me.
My niggas like my rasp.
Anyways, the hors d'oeuvre for this week is a sacral. How you think that's spelled? Pronounced.
Sacral?
Sacral?
Like something.
Okay, it's a sacral. Ooh, maybe like a nut sack. Maybe, because it's for your butt crack, actually. Not the nut sack, but the butt crack. So try a sacral massage. If you're going to experiment with anal foreplay is a must. So try giving or receiving a sacral massage, aka massaging the area just above the butt crack for 15 to 20 minutes. Now, I don't know if those are 15 to 20 sex minutes or actual minutes, but I would say just massage that hole for 30 seconds.
I would be willing to bet my life that a sacral massage has nothing to do with your butt, your nut sack.
No, okay. I said butt crack, but nut sack.
Yeah, she's saying you take your thumb like this.
You actually go. It's right above your butt crack, and what you're doing is you're massaging this area, and it'll help release tension and loosen the whole area up. I actually wanted to add to this, guys.
You have an extra tip on top of a tip.
I do, because
come
this
on.
This is my tip to you guys who are interested in. Getting near the Buddha hole is just a Buddha hole. You know what I mean?
Three and a half years later, she never stopped with the asshole tip.
I get it. But this is a real tip. Shut the fuck up. So, yes, massage right above the back. right above the butt crack, but I would say you could get to this by offering your man a back massage. So if you guys know the lower part of the back, definitely focus there.
And
finish. What? Let me finish, damage. Because this literally works every single time. I'm not gonna lie, it hasn't worked for me. So you massage his back. So you act like you tie and you do the elbows and shit and you know the padding and get the upper back. Then when you get down to the lower back, then you start massaging the butt cheeks. As you're massaging the butt cheeks, you're pulling the cheeks apart, right? So then you go into the cuff of the cheeks. So now you're massaging the thighs and the butt cheeks. Thigh, butt cheeks, and then you go in with your hands, just like so, and you fit your mouth right into that Buddha hole. And you add eating the groceries into
Let me tell you something.
Tell us something, please.
I never had my ass ate, but if I was to get my ass ate, I'm not laying on my stomach and let you massage my ass cheeks open and then dipping your tongue into me. It's not, no.
I don't like my ass being massaged where it's widened like that because I feel air is going to come like a
poof. You're supposed to blow in the booty hole.
You're supposed to blow.
That's the opposite. I want things coming out of it, not in it.
You going to fart in a nigga face while he in your booty hole?
I feel like when niggas spread my ass, like air is going to come out.
You think you're going to fart?
First
Are
of
you
all,
gassy
you
like
bold
that?
For spreading a man's ass. Like,
I'll be spreading the nigga's ass cheeks.
It's the gluteus massage for Mandy's own gluttony.
It is. But so here's the thing. You know if they like it or not because
they're going to let you do it, yeah.
Yeah, so some guys will moan and that's their like, okay, I like what you're doing. And some guys will actually start to spread their legs like to let you know that what you're doing is okay. Without telling you, like, there's body language. It's body language. It's body language.
My thing is like, but your nuts is laying on, like, I don't feel like that's comfortable.
So that's the part.
Well, I mean, technically, most people would prefer a massage on their stomach. So I don't think you're thinking of it that way.
You're not thinking that it's on. And then that's the thing. Because the balls are there, you also just spit down on them and make them wet. And then you start massaging the balls while you're massaging the butt cheeks. It works. I'm telling you, it works.
You guys want to know something random that's been coming up in my head? It's disgusting. I dream about it like 2-3 times a week now. So our place in Tulum is like in this little like community, right? And there's this Italian dude that lives there with his wife and children. Mind you, I'm with my nigga. I'm not trying to like, you know, but it's just this fantasy that keeps coming
up. Poor children. They hear you having sex every other hour.
He's a boxer and he gives me boxing lessons 3-4 times a week. Mm-hmm. But when he's like doing his shit alone, he gets like really bad because he does like kickboxing. So I guess something happens to his ass and he be oiling up his legs and stuff like that by the pool, right? And I'd be looking like, yo, he got a nut, because he's Euro, so he'd be wearing a little Speedo, Italian dude. I'd be like, he really about to go up in that ass. And sometimes I'd be thinking about his cute little fucking ass all day. And I don't know if it's because there's nothing else to do but just cook and fuck my own nigga. That now I keep thinking about this
you
other nigga's
You are
asshole.
Dreaming of an Italian nigga in a Speedo? That's
so
what your dreams are.
Not
down.
Him, just his butt, because he be oiling it. But now, when we
fucking so a butt with no face.
Oh my god, dude! Now we're all becoming friends in this community. I hope to God he never looks up horrible decisions because he's like, "What do you do in America?"
He's like, gonna figure it out, and he's gonna come out with the smaller Speedo.
But he don't speak that good of English, so he ain't gonna know I'm talking about him. But sometimes when we be working out, right, because we spar or whatever. And he'd be like, hand up. And then like he'll like turn with me and shit. Hand ups. And then when he turns and he'd be having on them tight little shorts and I see that ass poke out, I'd be thinking about going to his booty. And I never think like this. Like if I fantasize someone, it's not about their ass. I can't even stop looking
you
at his
You thinking
ass.
Of going into an Italian man's booty hole?
I have literally almost fucking ran into things on my bike because he'll walk by me on the street. Hello, G. And I'm like,
yo, Weezy want to be in some booty hole.
I don't know why I got this fixation on this nigga's ass. It's disgusting.
Is it big? Like, does he have cheeks? Like, you know how men.
It is a full on cheek. So, like, I think it's because of the workouts he'd be doing. He got a fat ass. And I've never seen anything like this.
Do you ever actually look at a man's ass and get turned on?
No.
Damage, do you like booty? Like, what? Not man booty. Clearly, we're going to change the gender here because you are a hetero cis male.
In jail, you know, in jail, that's what they call it. A man's butt is called booty.
Is it? In jail?
Is that ass called booty?
It's just booty? I thought it was called booty for everybody.
No, not in jail.
I thought it was called
booty
the booty for
specific.
Everybody movement.
Nah, booty's something specific.
So what type of, I guess, for the ladies listening, what type of booty do you like? But ass. Because
I like it natural. I'm more into athletic. So it doesn't have to be big. Just
I ain't gonna hold you. I used to play sports, and I don't think I would be considered an athletic ass. But no, I used to play sports.
Because athletic asses aren't like weighty. You have like a heavy butt. Athletic asses are more like tight and small. They're super round, but they're
you
small.
You like small booties?
You know what? You know, I don't discriminate on booties.
Did you know that
they could be flat, they could be big, you know.
Did you know that Weezy was the president of the Small Booty Coalition?
Why did you say was?
Because I think you're kind of thick now. Yeah, you thick now with me.
Let me tell y'all what's funny. I used to fuck this Euro nigga. I can't remember where he was from. Slovenia. Where Melania's from.
How do you find these people?
Wait, you talking about the nigga that had the bank issue? That you told in the Pillow Talk episode where he was like being investigated.
No, he was Danish.
Okay, my bad.
But
wrong,
this
wrong.
Guy.
No, he was Danish. Danish Slovakia.
Dude, once I moved to New York and I like, because I wasn't really a white guy fucker till I moved to New York. But when I realized they had different type of white niggas, I was like, fuck, I'm trying to fuck these niggas. Thank God I'm with a black man now in these trying times because I don't know what I would do. But anyway. So this white boy I used to fuck, right? He used to be like, you have a nice sports ass. And I think it was his way of being like, it's small, but it's cool.
No, small booties
ass.
Are cool. My thing is the stomach just can't stick out farther than the booty. As long as that ratio is fine, you good.
As
if
long
you got
as
a little butt, you're going to have a little stomach.
I hate guys with like cheeks because I clearly like to get in the cheeks. But it be now I see what men have to deal with. It's a lot to move out the way to get there.
You see the pressure?
Like, you be having a,
because
like,
Mandy's been searching for the booty hole, as we know.
It is. And like, when guys have kind of like a little donkey booty, I be like, nigga, your booty look bigger than mine. It's just a lot to move out the way.
What type of men have donkey booties? Is it normally football players,
like,
basketball players?
Well, football players for sure are thicker. But even the basketball players, because I guess they're athletic, like, they be having little asses that sit up. And you know I be liking niggas to walk naked. Like, that's like part of my foreplay. After sex, I want to see a man just walk naked. And they booties be so big. I'd be like, ooh, you be posting up, don't you?
But you know what, though? I appreciate when men have, like, that tone on their side. Not like their ass cheek, but what is this called?
What's that called? What's the little dent, the dent in the booty?
That's a hip right there. You're talking about the hip flex? Hip?
Okay, I like
that's
that.
A hip.
I like that. I like that.
See, like a guy with a little hip. Whatever. He be in there doing the little side kicks. Like,
oh, the donkey kicks.
Yeah.
I like that little dent.
Yo, let me tell
dent.
You. Whenever I try to get attention from dudes at the gym, because I, like, when I squat, I feel like my ass doesn't look that big.
Nobody's butt looks big.
The cat
when
cow
you
yoga
squat.
Thing, like this one where you.
Oh, yeah. So, and then in quarantine, I've started doing that. Y'all, I don't know if y'all know, I would probably rather run on a track. Them yoga positions, yoga. Bitch, be hurting.
Yeah, you underestimate that
because
yoga.
Your body weight is the hardest thing to support.
I'll be like, you know what? Let me just run the bleachers because this fucking yoga shit. And I'll be in my living room like, bitch, like, fuck.
Dog, I realize like the best shape of my life is right now. And it's because body weight is like really what gets you in shape for real. Like calisthenics, all this shit, being in the gym, doing all that extra shit, that did nothing like this body weight shit. Yeah. I've never been able to pull up my own weight and shit. Like, it's
so
crazy.
I ain't doing that, but a bitch hiking, I don't even know how I like hiking, bitch.
Where do you hike in New York?
Girl.
In New York.
I don't
the street?
I mean, I'm going to let y'all know because it's street. My little place now, but it's in Jersey. And it's right over the, it's towards.
So you don't hike in New York?
No, I hike in Jersey, bitch. But it's Palisades Park. And it's like, it's right on the water. So you see the GWB, but there's like just all these little things. It's on the water.
What makes a hike? Elevation?
Yes. Yeah. Like, bitch, I be.
She can hike in New York. She can go through the Bronx.
I was
about
to say,
if you go to the heights,
like up by Dyckman, I actually ran the stairs. So the Joker stairs.
Yeah.
I've been running those. So, but yeah, don't ask me why, because I don't even know who I am anymore, honestly.
Why are you hiking?
Girl, don't worry about
She's
it.
Trying
I ain't
to get
gonna talk
fit
about it. If you a patron, I done told y'all somebody done got me changing my life over here, but that's
Damn.
Why I'm hiking.
Only a nigga could make Mandy hike, because I have
that's
never
it,
heard
bitch.
Mandy ever.
And girl, like to the point where I'd be like looking at the weather and I'd be like, we could do it 10 a.m. Does that work for you? Can we hike this week?
I mean, look at you setting appointments.
You shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, Mandy. Are you working out with a nigga? Are you me, bitch?
I don't know who, bitch, right. Who am I? I don't know. Bitch. I don't know.
Because I'm going to go, I love being a little fit couple. We've been going upstairs and I'd be like, yeah, we're getting our protein.
I'm about to call my name Weezy STF. Weezy, shut the fuck up. Shit. Before we get to this week's horrible decision, this week's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve says the best way of staying at home is playing at home. We know COVID ain't going nowhere. And yes, although we are starting to get outside, we still need some excitement in the bedroom. You already know. So for our listeners, Adam and Eve is giving you 50% off almost any one item. Plus, you will get free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use offer code WD50. That's WD50 at checkout. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. Sex toys make being at home so enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home is more enjoyable than when you're shopping for sex toys. So go ahead over to adamandeve.com and use our promo code WD50. Now let's get back to the show. Anyways, we're going to go ahead now and get into our horrible decision. This is kind of just a conversation, not only that I've been having with my friends, but I think is important. We talk a lot about sex, but a lot of sex involves partnership, relationships, the people you're fucking with, and a lot of things can turn us off. So I wanted to talk about dating with different views. So when I want, as far as dating with different views, right now we have the election coming up. We have a lot of the protesting and riots coming up. Just a lot of things where a lot of people have different point of views. And I know that we've talked about not really wanting to date Trump supporters, or if you're a Democrat, can you date a Republican? So I wanted to kind of talk to you, Weezy. You're dating somebody. Damage, you look like you got hoes. So can we talk?
That's a compliment. Attractive people have hoes.
Period. Okay. Period. So, I guess how to start off this conversation, I want to ask, how soon do you ask the person that you're dating about political, religious, and social views?
First date. Who the fuck you vote for?
Really? You asked that on the first date?
I'm not sorry to interrupt you, Damage, but like, I feel like, my nigga, who'd you vote for? What about you?
What about religion? Because, I mean, do you ask about that as well or no?
Yeah, I think religion, you need to get out the way. You got to get religion out the way, because you don't want to get so far in. It's like, yeah, I really want to come to, want you to come to church with me. And then you're not really like a church going
or me guy. Or me. A nigga tell me I don't drink or eat pork. OK, this ain't going to work because I put pork in my collard greens. And so the way that this.
That's me.
OK,
no,
so
pork on my fork.
This is why we friends. We're friends. And that's it. So I guess so. You guys are saying first date. How do you bring it up? Like, what is, how do you bring up? Without making it awkward.
I never talked about politics before Trump. However, we all know that people that align their views with this man are okay with some form of racism. And I feel like maybe I wasn't always this person, but I've become more awake, quote unquote, you know, the older I get. And I'm just not about to like have to go to this point where I teach somebody something. And that's why really the white boys I date, you know, when I always mention that they were European, is because I feel like American white guys always would be combative with me, even if they were liberal. They'd be like, yeah, but Europeans don't do that. They'd be like, no, black people. Yes.
So I want to ask, I guess Go ahead, Damage.
No, because I dated a European white girl. She was like some Sandra Pay or whatever. And it was some stuff going on. And the fact that
Sandra Pay?
Whatever the hell it is.
Sandra Pay, she was French, south of France?
She was French, yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
But she was white.
Oui.
I didn't know she was white until I realized. I was like, no, you're still white. But anyway. And it was stuff going on. And she was just like, I just feel like I don't understand. Everybody is people. And it was just so vague. And I was like, nah, not during these times. I can't be talking to no white girl.
That's hard too.
Like, you gotta have an opinion.
I hate the whole I don't see color narrative coming out. Like,
and I believe her. But during these times, and this was a while ago, and it's so sad that even a while ago with something going on currently, I was just like, I can't really get with that vibe. It's like,
you know, it's interesting because you've got two kind, right? You've got the American white person that has been taught and brought up and either has to unlearn their bullshit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Euro person that genuinely may know nothing, but it's fucking annoying.
Yeah. It's so annoying. That's what it was. It was annoying to me. I was just like, but you know what stuff going in the street? She's like, I don't know why police stop and do that. I don't get. I was like, all right, like I'm
so
done.
So here's where I kind of want to ask too. This is clearly something that's been going on for centuries, mm-hmm. hundreds of years, the last fucking 6, 7, 8 decades dating back to the civil rights movement. You're dating somebody and maybe these conversations weren't had, but clearly right now, tension is like flared. How do you keep from being turned off by your partner when they say something that you don't agree with or believe? Like, is that possible even?
Nah, I think especially like situations like right now, it talks about your values. And I don't think if you don't share the same values, then it just becomes an instant turnoff. Like, you know, some things you can kind of look to the side. Like sometimes people can have different religions and they just put that to the side. But when it comes to values and being a human, I don't think. And if you are able to just say, oh, well, whatever, you know, she doesn't really care about what's going on right now. You got to really look at yourself. So,
yeah,
it's really about values.
I'll tell you, I got in my first dispute with Old Bay about the blackout thing. Mm. Obviously, he's black, but he was more like, you know, you do so many better things. Why are you joining in this blackout shit when it's like, you know, it's all it's doing is taking things away from the internet. I get it. You know, if you're taking the images away, silencing black people, da 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 da. Why join in on something that's just making everybody shut up? And you know, to me, and I'm glad at the end, he ended up posting a blackout thing at the end of this conversation. Good. But when I woke up and he started saying that to me, I was so angry. And I was like, yo, like, you're having a very defeatist attitude, right? You got a man in his 40s who's been through a bunch of shit. Instagram is a new thing in his mind. He's like, what the fuck does posting black squares do for black men and women? This is bullshit. However, to me, I think that the most important thing about this era is solidarity.
Yeah,
and I think it's a great thing when you see so much shit. And this is a stupid thing to compare it to, but do you remember when Firefest, everybody posted orange squares?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it made you start looking it up. That's what I really loved about what was going on with the black square shit.
Awareness.
I get his point about now you're silencing people and not seeing the videos on their timeline anymore. We were pushed, you know, it was all day long. Now it's gone. But I find that the conversation that we keep having together, you know, he was very proud of me for helping fundraise for bail bonds, but he got annoyed with me with that. And I realized, like, okay, I have a different view on social media than someone older than me does. And here's what's happening. He can't seem to comprehend why social media trends and protests and petition retweets are important. And I was trying to have a conversation with him, like, this is actually how people get and receive their news.
Information.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right? Just because you're not that person doesn't mean that it's not real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it's also the reason why podcasting can now be a career. Like, this is something that's new, but this is how we receive information.
And that was the main thing about the politics thing. He's like I even told him, you know, Mandy and I had a show. I think, I don't remember what city it was, but I'm like, we used to promote on the podcast. On Mondays, people were here, tickets were out. It sold out before the episode came out because that's how many people are connected to the internet. And if you can't understand that people are using the internet for everything they take in, then you're just choosing to be blind. And like, I really genuinely feel like people don't trust news outlets more than they do Twitter now.
I was gonna say, so for a lot of people who have followed me maybe over the last decade, I used to have a sports blog called fullcourtpumps.com, for those of you who don't know where the name came from. But it was a sports-based blog. And I literally stopped doing it when I got back into college because AdSense was how I got paid through Google. And that's based on how many clicks come to your website. You get paid like fucking micro pennies on the click, but it adds up. And essentially, blogging went down. Newspapers and tangible, like, how we, all of that, like, which is why, you know, Show Magazine and King Magazine and even the magazines all went to flush because people were accessing what they wanted to see through Instagram and Twitter at like an instantaneous type of fucking rate. And I think it definitely changed not only the narrative and how we receive information, but journalism. I want to get into a DM that was sent to me. I asked some of our followers if anything had caused turmoil in their relationships with what had happened. Someone said, and I'm not going to put their name out, but they said, my boyfriend and I are on the same team, but with him being a police officer, he finds a way to justify the actions that they do or have done. It frustrates me to know that the that the system has brainwashed him into thinking that certain situations need a story behind it. Shit just be wrong, period. Not to say that he doesn't want justice, but the same way he speaks when I try to have a healthy conversation is a turnoff for me. It's dismissive and closed-minded. He hates to admit that the system and cops are fucking corrupt, but only when they are fucking with him. I get that this is his job, but as a black man first, I think he just doesn't see the bigger picture.
Oh, yeah. That's so hard and sad.
It is.
Nah, she like, gotta cut that off.
But really? Is that what you do? You so that was gonna be my next question.
You don't think that you can help somebody unlearn those ways? Nigga posted a blackout thing after waking up and telling me I was
up. But that's way different. This is his way of living, though. This is how he makes a living.
Yeah, that's way different because at the end of the day, if you can watch a cop in any of these instances kill somebody and then go, well, you got to think about this and this and that, you're part of the problem. Because this is not necessarily just a race thing. It is because systematically it's racism, but it doesn't matter who's the person on the other side. It's just because he's a black man, he's a part of that racist system and he's brainwashed by it. So as a human, if you can't see that a cop put his knee on somebody's neck or a cop shot somebody when he wasn't supposed to, if you can't see that's wrong as a human, then we got to disconnect.
Because that's a fair point.
Values are all over the place, bro.
I think the problem with black cops right now is they're one of two things are happening. They are feeling guilty for something they haven't done and feeling like they're hated. So they're feeling forced to defend shit because they know that they're wearing this uniform and this is how they earn a living. So what am I supposed to do? Fucking turn away from it now?
Yep.
And or I don't know. Like I've met cops that have that were the community police. You know what I'm saying? Like I've met cops that like, you know, I lived in the Lower East Side for a minute. And it's where I spent most of my time here in New York. And there's a lot of Latino cops in that neighborhood that are from the Lower East Side and talk about that's why they're there. And I appreciate that. But there isn't a lot of community police. There isn't a lot of community police-led programs.
And I think there's a lot of great cops, actually. But the thing is, when this stuff goes down, I would love to see those cops speak up and say, what's wrong? That's the problem.
I agree.
So if you're not saying what's wrong, I don't care if you're a good cop because you're not stepping out for us to know that there are some good cops that know that that's wrong. What they do is they band together, and even when they see something wrong, they just stay quiet. So you're a part of the problem.
So here,
and at this point, either you're on this side or this side.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, I agree. Right. So here's my question, too, before we get into the whole mail and wrap up. Do you believe that it's possible to have a healthy relationship when you disagree? Because a lot of
on
us
what?
Say... I mean, on these matters, on who you vote for, on religion, or on social matters. Is there a way to agree to disagree on these things and have a healthy relationship?
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And like I said, it comes down to values. And if you think like that, that means your family thinks like that. That means when I go over for the cookout or the family reunion, now they saying a whole bunch of fly shit that I don't agree with. And it's just more than just the interaction with us. It's now your friends might have those same values. And now, or maybe you have one friend that don't agree with you and I agree with that friend. Now you think we're ganging up against you. You know what I'm saying? It just creates a really weird dynamic. So
it's too much of a lingering problem, politics and where we stand on this. I mean, this is why your political party is in dating apps, right? Because I'd be dead ass with you. Like I would swipe left. And it isn't, I feel like Trump ruined a lot of this because I wasn't that scared of Republicans. Like I think the best thing we've ever had was the Mitt Romney Obama ticket. Mitt was a Republican. He was an asshole, but he wasn't that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Mitt.
It's like when you have to genuinely question someone's ethics about the color of your own skin and you're fearful of that and you're watching someone demonize children, Mexican kids, Muslims, I mean, everything over and over. And then
telling people to motherfucking drink bleach. We ain't even going to talk about how he's handled this whole COVID bullshit.
Hello. Right. It's very hard to now be on that side and not see a Republican as that person. And it's a hard place to fucking be. Not to mention with religion, you know, I'm agnostic. For those of you that don't know what it means, atheist, someone who don't believe in God. Agnostic is just like higher power, spiritual being. I'm not going to front. I had a dude that left me for Jesus. Some of you remember the story.
We talked about this early on.
He was one of the loves of my life. And I never forget walking out saying, is Jesus going to suck your dick too? Cool. Like we were dead ass breaking up because he was like, he was feeling guilty.
That nigga wanted you to go to Bible study, bitch.
Yeah, he wanted you to step through the church.
But nigga, how? I've been fucking bitches with you. I like parties, weed, ecstasy we were doing together at the time. And you thought for a second that suddenly you would just wake up and be like, no, now it's Jesus. Oh no, dude, we're going to a rave. That was my energy back then. Like, and why does God have to stop you? Do you know how many whores I've fucked that love church? Come on.
Facts. We know how the pastors get down with the get down. Anyways, guys, if you have any stories, I do want to share those as well as the coming weeks come. So if you have any stories regarding maybe a change in your relationship due to differences in opinion regarding the upcoming election or what's been going on with the riots and everything, please shoot us over an email. Tell your story. We have something called Ho Confessions, but this will fall right in there. Email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. This last home mail that I'm going to read really quickly. We're going to give some advice before getting up out of here. It says, hi, Mandy and Weezy. First of all, I love this podcast. I just got into listening to the podcast, and this is the best start I could have gotten. Hey. I just want to say I am African from Rwanda, not to be confused with Wakanda. And sex is literally a taboo to even mention in most African homes. So you best believe I make sure I put on my headphones when listening to y'all. LOL. Yeah, I have made sure I make all of my friends start listening to this podcast because why the fuck not? Y'all are real as shit. So I have a question. I am 22 and I'm a virgin. I have never done anything sexual with men or been in any relationship. At first, it was because I just didn't think about it because I was mostly preoccupied with school. Now I'm in college in the US, and long story short, I want to start exploring my sexuality with both myself and relationship-wise. It feels like most of my friends are already ahead of me and don't know where to even start. I have tried dating apps, but to be honest, most of them niggas just want to hook up, and that is not what I am looking for. I genuinely
want... What are you looking for? I'm sorry.
I genuinely want an emotional and sexual connection with someone. Come on, Weezy. What can you advise me on entering the dating world or even pleasuring myself? Sometimes I think I have set the bar so high when I see my friends hooking up, but hookups and one-night stands just don't interest me at all. Also, I am scared of when I do get into a relationship, being that I'm a virgin and 22, not knowing a lot. Here's the question. Please tell me how I can get to explore my sexuality deeper while not compromising what I want in a relationship.
Come on, ladies. Give it to her. Give it to her, ladies.
So, wait. No, I was going to ask you too, but go ahead, Weezy. We're going to start with you.
Oh, I can give it to her.
Okay, damn it.
You give it to her first.
You go ahead.
No, Weezy, as a woman, you should give it to her first. And I'm going to tell her the man point of view.
Well, I would say I'm going to be soft.
Oh, God. But with the voice change.
I would... Okay, because you want an emotional and a connection and a sexual relationship, but I think what's going to hinder you from that is thinking that it's going to be something deeper. Mm. You're allowed to have an emotional connection with someone that may not be your boyfriend, and you won't regret giving your virginity to that person because you'll have a connection with them. I think that you cannot seek after a man to take your virginity and have this perfect idea of what he will look like. If you've met a guy and you've been hanging out with him for 3 days and you feel like you've got a mutual respect and you're interested in him and he's turning you on, let that be the person. That's still a connection either way. We have a very weird idea of what emotional connections look like from how other people are displaying their relationships. We could talk about myself. I've been talking about Old Bay on this podcast for a minute, and it sounds like I have something deep with him, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to mimic those relationships that other people are talking about. Everybody's connection to someone is a different one. I've had very deep connections with people I've known for a few hours, to be honest with y'all. Like, I'm like, wow, I'm really feeling this person. It's like when you're out and you make that bathroom friend. Is it someone you'll remember for a while or someone you want to keep seeing? It's like
vibes, baby, vibes.
It is. And do not put the pressure on yourself to make sure this person will stay around.
I agree.
Enjoy this person for that moment. I understand you don't want a one night stand, and I'm not telling you just fuck somebody because it's going cool. I'm telling mm-hmm. you to fuck them because you feel like that person is matching with you on another level that a one night stand wouldn't. Just don't have expectations beyond that. Get some experience. And if you need to be in love, fine, but you didn't mention that. So I'm just saying, don't confuse the two. Don't confuse an emotional connection for a progressing relationship more than you have a mutual respect. Like, Damage, I don't know if you could speak to this now, but dating women, like, can you acknowledge that, that you've really cared for them? Maybe didn't see it going anywhere, but you were.
And this is the problem she's going to run into, right? She's a virgin. Clearly, she doesn't have a lot of dating history. So she's looking for Mr. Perfect. That's already strike one. Two, whoever she has sex with first, she's going to fall deeply in fake love with. She's not really going to love the person. It's just so much, you know, passion. This is the first guy she's really been with. And what she needs to do is first work out her relationship kinks, because she's not going to realize that most likely she's going to be the problem. Just going to be honest. When you've never dealt with somebody before in a serious relationship and you first just start having sex, you're going to be super clingy. You're going to be acting super weird. And you're not even going to notice that until you're in your fourth boyfriend. Like, I used to act so crazy back then. Why was I acting like that?
Wow. So you know, I almost forgot to argue about this, but you're right. Yeah.
I'm serious. So she's going to be dealing with a dude, and no matter how normal he is, she's gonna be like, he's acting weird, he doesn't call me every 5 minutes, he doesn't do this. It's because this is your first boyfriend, for real. Like, you never really had a boyfriend. I suggest for her to find somebody she vibes with, that mutual respect, like you said. Get that out the way. Get your virginity out the way. Unless you waiting to get married.
Get it out the way.
It's going to hinder her. I'm telling you.
With that person that she feels.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still a good person. Not just anybody, but still somebody that has mutual respect. Because what's going to happen, man, I'm telling you, is she's going to be acting weird with this dude, and he's not going to be with her. So now, after she had her first boyfriend and had her first sexual experience, he's probably going to break up with her or do something weird, and she's going to be crushed for like a year. So I'm
You're right.
I'm trying to prevent her from that crush.
I'll be trying to avoid heartbreak myself. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just, for the listener that wrote that in,
never given, but it's good
advice. Be ready for heartbreak. I think that you need to prepare yourself for that too, because it just comes with the goddamn territory.
Let me tell you something.
Be ready to have some fun. Just have some fun. Like, don't try to go into your first one so serious, and you will find that right person, because you want to work out your own kinks first.
Yep. When you said be ready for heartbreak, this entire podcast over the last 3.5 years has never gone a week without talking about a dick. Dick is the reason for tears. Dick is the reason me and Mandy have argued. And we don't have a mutual dick. Just dick drives you crazy. You don't even know. Not getting dick. Getting dick, but then it just not fitting in the time we're going to the studio. My nigga, dick is the root of all evil.
It sure is.
And if you want to be a part of this underworld. It sure is. You this fuck underworld. That nigga and understand that you are now really a part of the whore hive. Because when you come to them live shows and we start our niggas ain't shit chant, niggas ain't shit, niggas ain't shit.
Hold on, just so y'all know, for the men wanting to come to the Horrible Decisions live shows, we do not chant the niggas ain't shit. Although I did get told the other day that I have a niggas ain't shit attitude towards life. And I was like, whoa, I don't know if I like that.
But anyway, towards life, that's not bad. No, we love all our black men.
I love all my niggas. I ain't gonna lie. And everyone that's been inside of me. But anyways, we are going to wrap this up. Damage, I want to thank you for joining us. Can you go ahead and let audience know where they can find you and where they can listen to you?
Also, what your podcast is about real quick.
Oh, of course. Okay, so of course, Hollywood Unlocked. I'm 1/3 of Hollywood Unlocked. Shout out to Jason Lee and Melissa Ford. You can check out at Hollywood Unlocked on Instagram. It's all over YouTube, on all the DSPs. Look up Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. We talk about gossip, politics, and sex talk, just like y'all, in a differently
weirder, I'd hope so, with Melissa, like,
you know what I mean?
Right. Sex icon.
And y'all can follow me, catch up with me, man, at The Real DJ Damage. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you're interested in becoming a personality on TV, podcasting like y'all, radio, legendarymediagroup.com.
Are you single, Damage?
Say it again.
Are you single?
You know what?
You know what?
Put a button on that. I don't know.
He don't know
yet. Something good is brewing.
Well, let me tell y'all something. Slide in while you can.
Yeah, y'all better hurry up, because something good's brewing over here.
I like that. I like that. Well, guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning into another episode. Weezy, do you have anything to get off before I drop our Patreon?
No, check out For Fact's Sake podcast. We talk about dumb shit on there. Last week was weird laws and weird shit about animals. Did you know lobsters pee out of their face? Me neither.
Hell no, stuff didn't like know that. Oh my God. Anyways, guys, if you are all caught up with Horrible Decisions and want to get more, become a patron at patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to type it in that way, because we are 18 plus. And of course, we talk about hoe shit even more in depth. And if y'all are interested in what's been going on with my abstinent life, I talk about the good ass abstinent dick I've been getting. So you guys can go listen to that on Patreon. Again, it's patreon.com/horrible decisions. decisions, we are going to leave you off with a motherfucking 5-minute clip from one of our bonus episodes. Again, if you want to hear more, join us on Patreon. This has been yet another episode of Peace. Horrible Decisions. Bye. Women listening are like, you know what? Marriage really isn't for me. Mm-hmm. I guess I get then into kind of a deep hole of thinking, then what is the purpose of dating? What is the end goal of dating? And you and I kind of had this conversation because essentially a lot of us date to marry.
Right.
A lot of us date to find our, you know, love of our life. We date to find that one person that we see ourselves with for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we're conditioned. That's how we're born. That's yeah. how the fairy tales go. That's how all the Disney movies end. And mm-hmm. and so as an adult, though, as I get older and I see that I'm happy, like, with my partners and what I get from them and how I don't have to answer to anybody and how I'm able to have purely open communication, and also just not seeing a marriage that I envy.
Girl, that's that part. Like, no, that's serious though. Like, I don't know a married couple when I'm like, damn, I want that. I wish I had exactly that. Like, even do I want what Will Smith and Jada have? No, ma'am. I don't want that.
I mean, shit, we all sit here and say relationship goals to all these celebrities, and then by the following week, we see that one has cheated on the other, right. or there was domestic abuse, right. or, you know, and so even and our ideas look, girl, of what
I don't even what a relationship. I don't even envy Barack and Michelle, because Michelle had to put up with a lot. I'm not talking about, like, Barack cheating or anything. It's just their type of partnership is a lot on her.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's demanding.
Very demanding.
But I think that we don't realize, not only does society add so much pressure to us, but men do and other women.
I want to read
this tweet. It's from Sierra W. Okay. I literally asked what the end goal was if you don't want to get married. And she said, LOL, society telling women they're only valued because people see them as wife or mother material is dismal, in my opinion. Ooh. If you can only see your worth through men, then please continue the cycle like our mothers did.
Ooh.
And I think that that is telling because, yeah, like, I think a lot of us view ourselves and the worth of ourselves by the acceptance of men,
right.
or how men view our worthiness without viewing ourselves as worthy. And we do it to each other.
Yes.
We sit here and be like, well, girl, you ain't got a ring. So until you get a ring, don't nobody want you. And I think it's trash. I'm looking for the response from Raquel Savage. Raquel Savage has such a fucking way with words. and I want to read it.
She does.
Before we kind of get into our own. So again, the question is, what is the end goal if you don't want to get married? Former guest Raquel Savage said, to get my needs met, Ooh. To experience love and kindness, gentleness and stillness, vulnerability and introspection, joy, community, to feel seen and held, to practice reciprocity. My bad, bitch.
Reciprocity.
You know I gotta reciprocity. Bitch, fuck you. And feeling safe in my body with others to learn something about myself and my perception of the world.
See,
and I like
yes.
that because I don't think people realize you can truly enjoy a long partnership with someone without not only marriage, but without a title.
Absolutely.
And I think that we've talked about titles a lot on this podcast. And a lot of people feel like things go downhill when you start pressuring a title.
Yeah.
I do think that that just has a lot to do with monogamy because maybe at that time that person does not want to be exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pressures of feeling like, okay, I now have to answer to one person. I now am getting into an exclusive agreement where,
yeah.
you know, maybe I don't want to lie. I think that that's where a lot of pressure comes with titles. But also, what is marriage? What is marriage? What is marriage besides documents and being able to file joint returns. What is marriage, or what do you believe we have viewed marriage as over the years to make it seem so worthy and make it the end goal of partnership?
That's a tough question. I just feel like everyone has a different version of what marriage is. There are some people who want to be taken care of and, you know, have children and have the husband to work and they bring it home to the wife. And or some people just want literally a partner, you know, for, you know, health insurance, or like there's so many reasons people get married. I don't have that answer. And I think, I mean, maybe that's why I don't know if that's something that I want, because I haven't, I don't have a definition for you.